What's going on, guys? I hope you're having a great day. Hope all is well. Listen, today's episode is going to be a multitude of articles, so I'm going to jump right into it. I'm a little frustrated. I'm a little pissed off. And you know what, guys? I shouldn't even apologize for that. I'm not. I'm just letting you know. So if I start cursing, understand it's because it's from frustration. This country was in such amazing shape. My stock portfolio was unbelievable. I had enough to put down on a good size, medium size home for a deposit. Now I have enough to put down on a good size, medium motorcycle deposit. And I didn't sell nothing. That's just the way the market is, right? That's just happenstance. That's just the way it is. Has nothing to do with the Biden administration fucking shit up, which is what they're doing. Not, you know, talk about the pot calling the kettle black with this whole migrant situation. And let's not, you know what, I shouldn't even say the word migrants. Let's say what it, they are illegals. You can say migrants, you can say refugees, you can say what you want. You are illegal. There's a difference between an illegal and a refugee. And a refugee comes to this country seeking refuge, but they do that in a legal way. I mean, you're coming into this country legally saying, I'm escaping my homeland because of shit going down. And I don't want to be part of that shit. I don't want to get caught up in it. So I'm leaving to come to better pastures, greener pastures, which is here. Not putting on a backpack, crossing thousands of miles illegally, and then asking for a handout when you get here. And then complaining once you get the handout. I ain't never been to Martha's Vineyard. I wish somebody would fly me to Martha's Vineyard. I would love that. And supply me with food and housing and money. And a cell phone or whatever else they're giving out there. I'm just saying. Heard it was nice. I heard a lot of people were grateful about that. I've seen a video from Fox where they interviewed people and they were very happy. Now all of a sudden they want to put a lawsuit. They want to say it was a lawsuit, said they had no idea where they were going. They were just shuffled up into a bus, into a plane, and shuffled out to the middle of nowhere, New York, D.C., Martha's Vineyard, had no clue they were going there. But the governors, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott, they have documentation. And this is where they fucked up. The teams that are suing. First of all, it's amazing to me that the illegals are able to get an attorney and sue and say that their amendment rights have been violated. What amendment rights? Bitch, you ain't even a citizen. Do you understand that? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. That makes no sense to me at all. I don't know. But luckily, like I said, the governors, they had them sign documents saying that a piece of paper in English and Spanish, and I'll post it on my website at cjbronsonshow on the, .com and on my Twitter at cjbronsonshow. And you'll see that it even says, in English and in Spanish, do you understand this is where you're going? Yes. Okay, what's your name? What's your date? Sign here. Here you go. They signed it. If all of them signed that paper, how are you going to sue? How are you going to sue? What are you going to say? What are you going to... Like, I don't know. And the whole... And the White House and the whole Biden administration is turning around. They're saying, oh, well, you know what? They're using this as a political pawn. What political pawn, bitch? I have an article here from New York Post in October of 2021. You want the exact date? I got the freaking front page. October 19th, 2021. New York Post puts on its printed paper, Biden's secret flights. Unaccompanied migrant kids land in Westchester in dead of night. Surge due to dangerous illegal border crossings. Because the border has been open since day one. And the Biden administration has been flying these illegals into states such as Florida and, you know, other places, New Jersey, from what I understand. And they're, but they, right now, they're turning around, they're making it seem like, oh, for no reason, Florida and Texas are busing them to D.C. and to New York. For political reasons? What do you call what you're doing? Back on October 19th, when they said, according to this, 21 flights took place since August 8th to October 19th. And it said around 2,000 underage migrants, underage illegals, have arrived at the airport. And we're not talking like midday. This was in the dead of night, hidden, unknown. Voluntary curfew was in effect, but it doesn't matter. They still arrived in Florida at 2:13 in the morning and 4:29 in the morning on August 20th. That's kind of suspicious. Why so early in the morning? Why? Unless you have something to hide. A source familiar with the operation at the Westchester airport said the underage migrants typically arrive carrying backpacks and are bused to locations including the Bronx, Queens, Queens, upstate Newburgh, Bridgeport, and Danbury in Connecticut. Now, around 12:30 in the morning, it stopped in Sisolet, Long Island, and the campus of Mercy First, a nonprofit sponsored by the Catholic Sisters of Mercy that provides housing and services for children and adolescents who are the victims of societal problems. Now, on Friday night, again, this is back in October of last year, one bus left the Westchester Airport and barreled down the Hutchinson River Parkway, which was off limits to commercial vehicles at speeds over 75 miles per hour. We have photos, we have videos, we have it all. We have evidence that this took place last year by the Biden administration. Where's the Republican Party? Why didn't the Republican Party call them out on it? Why? Am I the only one who's upset about this? That the Republican Party just seems to be like loose-wristed, like just too calm? Why are we letting these people talk so much shit and so much trash about our country, number one, our values, number two, and then be cool with it when they attack us personally, saying that we're domestic terrorists? If you leave the border open and you let criminals come into the country, and you know that's what you're doing, wouldn't that make you a domestic terrorist because you're allowing it? Here we are. We're saying close the border, vet these people before you let them in. It was working before, and now it's not even a process. How does that make us a domestic terrorist? Maybe it's the schools. Maybe it's the school systems that makes us a domestic terrorist, the Republican Party, the Conservative Party. Let's see. Let's look at New York. Well, it looks like New York just fired another 850 teachers, including teacher aides. Why? Well, it's because they failed to take the vaccine by September 5th, the deadline, bringing the total to 1,950 terminated by the Department of Education. New York, as we all know, is a blue state, meaning it's run by the Democrats. So you're attacking the education system. You're attacking the entire country with letting illegals in, who are in turn will most likely attack people and children, the ones who are bad anyway, right? The bad illegals. So if you let go of the teachers for not complying with this vaccine mandate, and you bring in kids into the city, all illegals, which I just talked about, and apparently these illegals are getting the housing when the homeless crisis is increasing in the city, instead of giving the homeless the housing, which are probably vets, which are probably U.S. citizens, you bring illegals in into the country, and you give them housing. Who'd never worked a day for this country, never served anything in this country, never did anything. First time in the country, here's a bed, here's some clothes, here's a phone, here's some money, have a good day. Do you even vaccine check them? Do you even mandate it for them? No. And now you're going to fire and lay off all these teachers. Well, who's going to teach all these students? All these new minors that you brought in, these new illegal minors that are now needing an education. Who's going to teach them? You're going to get some fresh out of college kids to teach them? Great. Get someone fresh out of college with, you got to say their pronoun correctly and, worship all their different color flags. That's why I'm upset, because this country is literally being attacked at the border. We're being attacked in our house because our freedom is at risk at any moment. You can get attacked. And those criminals that attack you, especially in the city, in New York, Illinois, in freaking California, if they attack Philadelphia, if they attack you, they get released. And you could possibly die. All you did was try to be a good citizen, work, pay your bills, be happy, and not hurt nobody. And now they're attacking you, saying you're a terrorist. Pot calling the kettle black, like I said. This is their MO. This is what they're good at. This is what they know. And this seems to be working. It's like, it's one of those things, like it's either you're with us or you're against us. And I think they believe that a lot of people will be like, well, since I can't beat them, I'll join them. I ain't joining shit. I don't know about you. If you want to join that party because you think it's easier, that's your decision. Because you know what? At the end of the day, you have that freedom. And I understand that's what you want to do. Me personally, I ain't doing that shit. I'm gonna fight to the end. Because honestly, this country was amazing, man, when we had Trump in office. Amazing. Gas prices, food prices, stock market, life in general. When was the last time you talked about taking a vacation? I say that word, I get goosebumps. Just because I start sweating, I get anxiety. Like a vacation for me, would like this right now is a vacation. Because I ain't working right now. This is about as vacation-y as it gets for me. And it's going to be like this for a while. Unless things change. Schools are attacked. Now they're talking about the Fed makes an announcement saying, guess what? Because of inflation, and they're probably going to blame Trump or Putin for this, we're going to have to raise rates. Federal Chair Jerome Powell admits today that achieving a soft landing will be a very challenging one. Federal Reserve says it's raising its policy rate 0.75 points to 3.25%, which is the highest since 2008. U.S. Central Bank also projected rates will hit 4.4% this year and 4.6% in 2023, higher than they expected. This is their job, and they're expecting it to be at a certain level, and it's going to be higher than they expected. Fed's attempting to cool down the economy to battle the soaring inflation, which stands right now at 8.3%, which according to Biden on 60 Minutes isn't so bad. Higher rates mean costlier borrowing, including mortgages and business loans, slowing growth. But by dampening down the economy, the Fed raises the risk of triggering job losses and layoffs. What are you going to do? What's the plan? What's the plan? How are they going to survive the midterms? How are they going to make it till November at this rate? If you don't know, inflation from August 2021 to August this year, groceries are up 13.5%. Rent is up 6.7%. Gasoline, 25.6%. Airline fares, 33.4%. New vehicles, 10.1%. And I'm not even going to get into electricity. What's the plan? What is the plan? The average fixed mortgage rate topped 6%, its highest point in 14 years. Credit card borrowing costs have reached their highest level since 1996, according to Bankrate.com. Higher mortgage rates have already had a significant impact on the housing market, with home buying activity dropping off sharply this summer. Why do you think that is? Are people leaving the country? Are people leaving blue states? Or are people just holding on to their money because they have no idea what to do? They don't know what's coming. I have a theory, and I will tell you the theory in a second. Screw it, I'll tell you the theory now. My theory is they are purposely... I think the blue party realized that they're not going to persuade anyone on the red side to turn blue. They realize that their policies and their ideas are very radical, and only somebody who's mental problems would still back the blue at this point, in my opinion. And again, my opinion is my opinion. And I have no problem with crazy people. Just leave me alone. And since they can't convince the majority of the red people on the red side, people on the right side, to turn blue, to turn left, they said, let's just bring in people and we'll give them the ability to vote. So in my theory is these 2 million plus, and that's where we're at right now this year, 2 million plus illegals who are here, and it's probably more like 4 or 5 million to be realistically. Let's be real. 2 million is what we can count. How about the ones that we don't know who are crossing? Like, they're not counting, one, two. There's no, counter. They're dropping, hopping the fence. They're going through cracks in the fence. They're going underground. There's so many ways. And again, the Border Patrol are not getting the proper funding and the proper support that they need. So we don't really know. We're estimating 2. I'm estimating 4 or 5 million illegals in this country. If they turn around and make all these illegals legal and say, here, you're allowed to vote, they're probably banking on them voting for the blue. Or they will just magically vote blue. Magically. Through the art of magic. I guess that's all I could say. Who knows? somehow these illegals will be able to vote and vote blue. Maybe same with the prisoners. Maybe the prisoners will be allowed to vote when they get out soon or vote in prison. Who knows? And magically they'll vote blue. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe they'll be grateful. And they maybe that's the idea, that they think that they will just, that these people will just vote blue. I don't know. But what's interesting is that Venezuela happened in Venezuela. Remember this country? This is the country that banned guns and shit went wild. And the government lost control to the mobs, to the criminals, and the criminals had more guns than the people because the people had no guns. They banned guns. So the criminals ran Venezuela, and they destroyed the dollar. The Venezuela currency is nothing, which, at this rate, I feel like the American currency may join them. But in this exclusive report from Breitbart, Venezuela empties their prisons, sends violent criminals to the U.S. border, according to a DHS report. That is a Department of Homeland Security. So, if this is fake, I don't know. A recent Department of Homeland Security intelligence report received by the Border Patrol instructs agents to look for Venezuelan inmates released from entering the U.S. The report reviewed by Breitbart Texas indicates the Venezuelan government, under the leadership of Nicolas Maduro Moros, is purposely freeing inmates, including some convicted of murder, rape, and extortion. Wow, that's a good time, huh? This is reminiscent to the similar action taken by the Cuban dictator Fidel Castro during the Mariel boat lift in the 1980s. This report does not state whether the released prison inmates were traveling as a group, but it does state it was common shared knowledge among migrants traveling to the U.S. within a caravan in July. This past July, that many of the Venezuelan migrants in the group were convicts and included hardened criminals. This is what I'm talking about. It's like they're purposely trying to destroy the what's left of American families and American people. Why? What do you guys think the reason is? I told you what my thought process is. You know, remember maybe the whole idea of the build back better? Maybe that saying has a different meaning. You know, maybe they're trying to crumble the country so they could build it back better for themselves. For you know, powers that be can build it back to the country that they want it to be. Maybe it's socialist, maybe it's communist. I don't know. I wish I had a crystal ball. Actually, at this point, I wish I didn't have. I'm glad I don't have a crystal ball, because if I did, I'd probably never be able to sleep. I'd probably have nightmares like forever if I kept seeing the future, because right now the future is bleak. Truly is. The report does not specify what the release of the convicts. Wait, the report does not specify that the release of the convicts, understanding they would head to the United States, could be a purposeful geopolitical move. Of course, it's not going to say that. We're allowed to say that. The source says that the task of identifying Venezuelans who have criminal records in their home country is nearly impossible. One of the thousands of Venezuelan migrants surrendering along the U.S.-Mexico border daily, most, according to the source, are being released into the United States without effective diplomatic relations with Venezuela. Because the source says access to criminal databases in that country does not exist. Do you understand? Oh my God. So the Venezuelan government releases the criminals and say, go ahead, go to America. They go to America. They come to America. The Border Patrol has no way of vetting these people because they don't have access to the criminals database in Venezuela. And the criminal's not going to admit to being a criminal. Oh my gosh. The source says it's unknown how many have already been released into the United States to pursue asylum. Between October 21st and July 2022, Between October 2021 and July 2022, more than 130,000 Venezuelan migrants have been encountered entering the U.S. illegally, meaning over 130,000 illegals. In all of fiscal year 2020, less than 5,000 were apprehended. Less than 5,000 of the 130,000? That's crazy, dude. What the hell? This represents an increase of nearly 3,000 been released into the interior of the United States to pursue asylum. Wait. What the hell is going on here? In one Texas-based Border Patrol sector, single groups of hundreds of mostly Venezuelan migrants enter the United States daily. Does not talk about destination, Republican governors from Texas and Florida began transporting migrants, mostly Venezuelan, to Washington, D.C., New York, and Chicago last week. Florida Governor DeSantis chartered flights for 50 Venezuelan migrants to Martha's Vineyard. Wow. Wow, guys. That's why I'm upset. I'm upset. And then the Fed goes ahead and says, listen, we got to keep helping Ukraine. Whatever what's happening in America, who cares? We got to help Ukraine. Ukraine, I've been in this country plus 30 plus years, right? I have not yet met a Ukrainian. Have you met a Ukrainian? The only Ukrainian I know is Mila Kunis, who recently announced that she's Ukrainian. But yet we have to spend hundreds of millions, billions of dollars to help this country. In my opinion, at this point, why not just run Ukraine, just take Ukraine as a state, since we're giving Ukraine more money than we're giving our own states. We have so much money to print, and the printing of the money is not helping the inflation. But this administration, for whatever reason, is I don't know if it's stupidity or if it's purposely designed to sink the dollar. Maybe that's the end game. Maybe the goal is to crash the dollar, make a digital currency, and have ultimate control, you know, build back better. Hopefully I'm wrong, but you tell me, what do you think this goal is? What do you think this is crazy? This is crazy. Talk about a second chance on life. You can be in Venezuela and do all these horrible shit. You get released, you come here, and you get a brand new start. Meanwhile, people are living on the streets, serve the country, can't get a dollar. Can't get a roof over their head. Man, that's why I'm pissed off. That's why I'm upset. And the kids in this country, these poor kids, little ones, some half of them don't know what's going on. The other half are being subjected to all kinds of prosthetic. Just one teacher in Canada with prosthetic breasts. Another teacher raping kids. Another teacher doing this gender studies and all this shit. And the other half of the kids, they're committing crimes too. Because why the hell not? Who's going to stop them? No one's prosecuting shit. This is like a Mad Max Escape from L.A. freaking world that we're in right now. And it's terrifying, it's upsetting, and it's depressing all at the same time. And my only suggestion to all of everyone listening, everyone watching, is to vote. Midterms are coming up. Really look into the candidates. Really do your research and see. Yeah, you might like Elizabeth Warren because she claims to be Native American, and maybe you're the same 0.1% Native American as her. Same tribe she claims to be from, and that's what makes you guys awesome. Or maybe you want to vote for whoever because they have more females, and you want to vote for a female of color, or whatever the case may be, right? Maybe put those ideas to the side and really look at what they've done for this country. Look at what they've done for the states they represent, and decide what they're talking about doing, if that's something that you think is going to be beneficial in the future. And if you didn't vote before, now is definitely the time to do it. Because look at this country that we are in right now. And this has nothing to do with race, right? Venezuela, Mexico, none of that shit matters. I'm talking about the country as a whole. If you look up online, you'll see videos of illegals robbing people, hurting people, stabbing people, killing people, elderly people, young people, just randomly violence. Do you think it's going to get better or worse when another 2 million come in? Think about that. Think about your future down the road. Think about you. You're going to go to work. You're going to go to the grocery store. You can get robbed. You can get shot. Or you can vote for the red, vote for conservative, and maybe hold on to what's left of this country and bring it back to the way it was, which is clearly much better than what the hell this shit is right now. And if you disagree with me, comment below and show me your facts. And don't sit there and tell me that Trump is racist and all this shit, because Joe Biden says the N-word more times than I've ever said it in my entire life, and he says it on film. Have a good day, guys. I'll definitely talk to you tomorrow. Check out the website, cjbronsonshow.com, CJ Bronson store for the merch. I got hats, shirts, hoodies. I love y'all. Don't forget to use code ULTRAMAGA, all caps, for free shipping. CJ Bronson Show on Twitter, CJ Bronson Show on TikTok. Have a great day. Bye-bye.